गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीना च श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुं हेडईमहे ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरु परंपरां श्रुतिस्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम भगवते दक्षिणामूर्ते सीइंग द मेन टॉपिक ऑफ द टेक्स्ट samsara, cause of samsara and solution for resolving that problem of samsara. That begins from where? The verse number 13. So we read the verse first. Just you, if you don't have your book, you can write it down. I'll repeat it slowly. Shaktidvayam hi
Shaktidvayam hi
Mayaya
Mayaya
Shaktidvayam hi
Shaktidvayam hi
Shaktidvayam hi
Shaktidvayam hi
Mayaya
Mayaya
Vikshepavratirupakam
Vikshepavratirupakam
Shaktidvayam hi mayaya
Shaktidvayam hi mayaya
Vikshepavratirupakam
Vikshepavratirupakam
Vikshepashaktir Lingadi
Lingadi
Brahmandantam
Brahmandantam
Jagatsrijet
Jagatsrijet
Vikshepashaktir
Vikshepashaktir
Lingadi
Lingadi
Brahmandantam
Brahmandantam
Jagatsrijet
Jagatsrijet
This already I finished explaining the meaning of the verse because to teach this verse I already explained. Now with the verse I'm going to explain. So what is going to be, it's not going to be different from what I said before. From the 13th verse, the author introduces the Srishtihi. Author introduces what now? Srishtihi. Why he is introducing Srishtihi? Because he has to talk about power, the subtlest, invisible subtlest, invisible, unmanifest power. Why should he talk about the subtlest, invisible, unmanifest power? Because he wants to talk about the ignorance. Something called ignorance. There are ignorance of so many things, but there's one particular ignorance. Ignorance of the reality, ignorance of the self. That he wants to talk about the ignorance. Why? Because he says that ignorance is the cause of samsara. We have to understand what samsara is. Samsara, the life of transmigration is there, wherein the birth, there are so many births and deaths continuously happen. There is a birth and there is no reason, we do not know why there is such a thing called birth. After being born and we do karma, we do accumulate punyam, as we are doing karma, we also going through lots of pains and pleasures. Pains and pleasures we go through. Then also what now? Then the life comes to an end. There is a death, maranam, sambhavati. Jananam, janana anantaram, sukha dukkha anubhavaha, sukha dukkha anubhavas, as an end, what there is a maranam. Again, in maranam, after maranam, until new jananam begins, there is no sukha dukkha anubhava. There is what now? It's called holiday. Okay? After death, before birth, there is no sukha dukkha anubhava. There is only sleep. Again, what now? You are born. It is called long sleep. I told you, remember, long sleep. So, again you are born and every day you sleep and wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep, wake up, do karma, some pains and pleasures, sleep, wake up, some karma, some punyam accumulation, punya papa accumulation, some punya papa exhaustion. Old punya papa exhaustion, new punya papa collection and sleep. Wake up, old punya papa exhaustion in the form of pains and pleasures, then new punya papa accumulation, then sleep. Old punya papa exhaustion in the form of pains and pleasures, going through experience of pains and pleasures, then new accumulation of new punya papa, then sleep. Understand? Every day, you know how much you're collecting, how much you're exhausting. Every day. So this goes on and on and on. Every day sleep, waking up, sleep, waking up, sleep, waking up. Then, what now? Then one day, this punya papa experience comes to an end. Then what now? Then is maranam. After jananam, go through punya papa experience, go through, accumulate new punya papa, exhaust the old punya papa in our prarabdha, through experience of pains and pleasures. Then what happens? Then life comes to an end, there's a maranam. Then again it begins. This is continuously happening. This is called life is a cycle of many births and deaths, samsara. Why this cycle of samsara, births and death, continues to be there, isn't it? And for that, the author says, the Shastram says, there is something called ignorance. If this ignorance is not there, ignorance of self is not there. If there is knowledge of the self, ignorance of the self is not there, then there is knowledge of the reality, there is knowledge of what is satyam and what is mithya, there will be discriminative knowledge, then naturally one will be free from this bondage. We'll see that ignorance, how ignorance binds, that elaborately we'll see later on. One will be free from bondage of samsara, isn't it? And to understand that ignorance, the author wants to introduce what? Maya. The Shaktihi. And to talk about Shaktihi, the author presents the very topic of Srishtihi, creation. This is what we saw in the last class. Remember? And I said, the Karana Vastu, the absolute substance is not created. The names and forms are also not created. The names and forms were also already there. The substance also is already there. Therefore, Srishtihi, the creation, is nothing but bringing into manifestation of the names and forms which were already there. Only thing is, when these names and forms are unmanifest, they are undifferentiated. And when the names and forms are manifest, they become differentiated. Therefore, this unmanifest Nama Rupa or the manifest Nama Rupa, they do not have independent existence. You know very well, explained to you already in the last class, Nama Rupani, names and forms do not have independent existence. They are not tangible. They do not have substantiality of their own. Therefore, they are always located. Names and forms, unmanifest or manifest, are located in a given substance. That substance is unchanging. No, unchanging. You know that very well. Your he says that unchanging, beginningless, endless, changeless, unmoving, immovable, all pervasive, isn't it? Self illumining, all illumining substance is what? Consciousness, Chaitanyam, Brahma. And his unmanifest Namarupas also are located where? In that Brahman, which is Maya. It's called Maya. The manifest Namarupas are also what now? They're not located outside of Brahman. They're also in Brahman. Understand now? Therefore, all the Namarupas, unmanifest Namarupas together we say Maya, manifest Namarupas constitute the Jagat. So what is this Jagat now? Jagat is Brahman, the Chaitanyam, with manifest Namarupani. What is Osham? H2O plus or H2O with name and form. Ocean, isn't it? Equal to ocean. So Jagat is what now? The Brahman with manifest Namarupani is Jagat, which is Karyam. What is Karanam now? Karanam is Brahman with unmanifest Namarupani, the Maya, is what now? We say Ishwaraha. Is it clear now? Don't think Ishwara something brought in here. Just we give a concept. What is Ishwaraha? What do we call? What is Ishwaraha? Brahman with unmanifest Namarupani is what? Given the name Ishwaraha. Don't think something sitting differently. Just the concept. You understand? Therefore, the whole Jagat now is what now? Manifestation of Ishwaraha. Simple, isn't it? This you know. And we have to understand. Therefore, this is what is the topic. Here, we have to understand is Maya Shaktihi. Maya is a name given to unmanifest Shaktihi. Unmanifest power, Shaktihi. Power is invisible. Power is invisible. Power is, understand now? Non-tangible. Invisible, non-tangible. Then, power exists definitely, but it does not exist by itself. Power does exist, but power does not exist by itself. Isn't it? Shaktihi. So that's why we say that Shaktihi alone is given the name Maya. Maya Shaktihi. Or you can say Shaktihi. And what is Maya Shaktihi? So all the Namarupas, the whole Jagat is what now? Manifest Namarupani, isn't it? Anyway, manifest Namarupani we have now. This unmanifest Namarupani Shaktihi. Okay? Shaktihi is equal to unmanifest Namarupani. Manifest Shaktihi is equal to manifest Namarupani. Okay, don't need to say Shaktihi is unmanifest, Namarupani are manifest. Okay, now all the forms we see here are nothing but Shaktihi, manifestation of Shaktihi. But you have to remember one thing, all the Namarupani are manifestation of unmanifest Shaktihi. Understand now? When you say Shaktihi manifest Namarupani or unmanifest Shaktihi cannot, does not exist by itself. You have to remember this. Like what? Your power of speech, simple example, your power of speech cannot exist just by itself without the organ of speech. Understand now? Is it clear now? The power, the seeing power cannot exist by itself. The hearing power cannot exist by itself. That means what? It needs location. It needs some substratum. Some substratum it needs. This example, don't take it very seriously. Please understand, it needs substratum. A substratum is needed for any power to be located. Is it clear now? Because power is, but power cannot exist by itself. Similarly, the Shakti, Maya Shakti. Maya the Shakti. Instead of Maya Shakti, Maya the invisible Shakti also is there, is nothing but unmanifest Namarupani, which is located in Chaitanyam Brahma. Same Chaitanyam Brahman alone, this Namarupani, unmanifest Namarupani, unmanifest Shakti becomes manifest. When they become manifest, we call it Srishtihi. When they become unmanifest, it we call it Pralayaha. Is it clear now what is Srishtihi? What is Pralayaha? And here this Maya Shaktihi, this Maya, unmanifest power, Namarupani, it has two Shaktis, two powers. Just listen only to these two powers for time being. Then we think of other powers I will talk about later on. Okay, three powers we will talk about later on. Vikshepa Shaktihi and Avarana Shaktihi. Two powers. So the author says here, I already explained, now I am teaching with the verse. So you will never forget. Don't need to do any homework anymore. That's what I am saying. Mayayaha. Now, I don't need to talk about Maya. Brahman. Okay, you know Brahman. Only in Brahman Shakti is. Mayayaha Shakti Dvayam. Mayayaha Shakti Dvayam Asti. Shakti Dvayam Asti. Asti, you have to supply the word. Make a complete sentence. Kasyaha Shakti Dvayam Asti. Shalunga. Maya Yark. Who has two powers? Maya has. How will you say? Mayayaha Shakti Dvayam Asti. Okay. Maya has twofold powers. And what are those powers? Vikshepa Avriti Rupakam. Say now. Vikshepa Avriti Rupakam. Those two powers, in which form are they? In the known as Vikshepaha and Avritihi. Say now. Vikshepaha and Avritihi. I taught in the class Avarana Shaktihi. The author uses the word Avritihi. Don't get confused. Avritihi and Avaranam mean the same. Avritihi is the feminine gender word. Avaranam is a neuter gender word. Both mean the same. You can say what now? Avriti Shakti. Because in Upanishad, I may use the word Avaranam. Not now. Some other Upanishad. Oh, Swami never told Avriti. She only told Avaranam. That's why I'm teaching everything now. Okay? Avarana Shaktihi and Avriti Shaktihi. Say that now. Avarana Shaktihi or Avriti Shaktihi. One is a neutral, one is a feminine gender word. That's all. Another word, Vikshepaha. Say now, Vikshepaha. Vikshepanam or Vikshepaha. You can say both. Vikshepaha. These two powers are there. Now, what do these two powers do? He says, he first, the author talks about the Vikshepa Shaktihi. The first line is very clear now. Mayayaha, say now.
Mayayaha.
Shaktidvayam.
Shaktidvayam.
Asti.
Asti.
We simply teach the word and treat the translation, what you understand. Now you know. Now you can read, proceed, okay? Mayayaha. Shaktidvayam
asti
vikshepaha
avritihi
cha. Okay, vikshepa avriti rupakam. Now we'll say, now the author takes for only the vikshepa shaktihi. What does the vikshepa shaktihi do? He says, this because of this vikshepa shaktihi alone, all the unmanifest namarupani become manifest. So, vikshepa, as I told you earlier in the class, vikshepa means throwing up, isn't it? So, projecting, throwing up, therefore, vikshepa shaktihi srijati. Vikshepa Shakti alone was one of his. Srijet is there. You can take it as Srijati. Vikshepa Shakti Srijati. Vikshepa Shakti alone is responsible for the creation of the Jagat. Vikshepa Shakti Srijati creates. Creates what? Creates means what? Creates this universe. Understand now? Vikshepa Shakti alone creates this universe. That means what? All the Namarupani you seek, all the galaxies, constellations and all the elements and elementals, mobile beings, immobile beings, living things, non-living things, sakkalam anda characharam jagat. Where was it? Before the universe got evolved, it was in an undifferentiated. You can't differentiate what is a star, what is a galaxy, what is space, what is air, what is water, what is fire, what is earth. No differentiation, okay? Not differentiated, non-differentiated condition. All of the, how? Like in a seed, how the tree is, okay? The tree, all the part, different parts of the tree which constitute the tree remains unmanifest in a seed, isn't it? Then all the parts are undifferentiated. Similarly, the whole, don't take a seed now, okay? The whole Jagat, all the Namarupani, similarly, example, only take it. They were unmanifest, okay? So, unmanifest means, those unmanifest Namarupani, to become manifest, to be thrown out, what is responsible? Vikshepa Shaktihi of Maya. And then now, Vikshepa Shaktihi starts operating, the whole Jagat becomes created, projected, throw, I don't want to say projected, thrown out. Whole Jagat becomes thrown out. Don't ask me how, what happened, is it like a bread comes out of the baker? No, let us not think about all these things. Srishti is introduced. What is the aim? Srishti is not the aim. Srishti is discussed, but Srishti is not our aim. Our aim is finding the solution for the problem, first recognizing the diagnosis of the problem is important to understand proper medicine for the disease, isn't it? Similarly, that is what the aim here. Therefore, Vikshepa Shakti starts operating, whole Jagat becomes created. So, who creates Jagat now? Vikshepa Shakti. It creates the Jagat. Okay. Vikshepa Shakti's operation results in the manifesting of or manifestation of all the Namarupas Jagat means, when does the Vikshepa Shakti start operating? Is it clear? Then the time of the beginning of the operation of Vikshepa Shaktihi is determined by the Samashti Universal Prarabdha Karma. Understand now? There is a universal Prarabdha Karma, Samashti Prarabdha Karma, isn't it? Is alone that determines the time of the beginning of operation of Vikshepa Shaktihi. There is a Samashti Prarabdha. Is it clear now? Then how long does the Vikshepa Shaktihi go on and on and on? The creating the universe, how long does it go? You say, until it comes to the throwing up of the individuals. Understand now? The individuals are what now? The creation goes on and on and on, manifestation goes. What is the highest form of manifestation? You know that? Sukshma Shariram of the human being. Of the sukshma also mind of the human being. Of the mind also what now? Knowledge, something called cognition is the beautiful. Cognition, isn't it? Is the manifestation of the beautiful. There again, the I am. Self, isn't it? The knowledge, I am, is what now? The highest form of manifestations. Understand now? What is the highest form of manifestations of the Shakti? The Shakti is manifest as everything. Shakti alone is manifest as everything. What? That's why Sarvarupamai Devi Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat. Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat. Why? What is Devi here? Atoham Vishwarupam Tam Namami Parameshwarim. The whole Jagat is what now? Shaktihi. And is that now? Whole Jagat is what? Shakti manifest is Jagat. Whole Jagat is manifestation of Shaktihi. But for the Shakti to be unmanifest, to be manifest, there must be as a non-changing, tangible substratum, which is Chaitanyam Brahma. Is it clear now? So this Jagat we say here, and this Vikshepa Shakti alone is what now is manifesting as throws up itself as what? All the Namarupani, all the grossest forms, grosser forms, gross forms, subtlest forms, subtle forms, subtler forms, subtlest forms, and highest form of manifestations is what now? Human mind, and of the human mind, the knowledge I am. Is it clear now? Until then, the Vikshepa Shakti goes on and on. It has to stop somewhere. It stopped somewhere. Understand now? There it stopped. Vikshepa Shakti stopped that much. Now what happened now? When the Vikshepa Shakti stopped, this whole Jagat is here, all the beings are here, living things are here, non-living things are here, human beings are here, human mind, okay, all the human parts which constitute the human beings are there, mind is there, and there again what? This human, there is the knowledge, I am also there in the human mind, isn't it? Everything is there. So Vikshepa Shakti's job is over. That job is over. Is it clear now? The whole Jagat has come into being. So he says, and the second line says now. Second line says, Vikshepa Shaktihi, say now. Linga Adi.
Linga Adi.
Linga Adi means what? Linga means subtle body, isn't it? Linga Deham. Linga Adi, Brahma Anda Pariyantam, Brahmanda Antam. My God, beginning from the human mind, okay? Including the human sukshma shariram, then all the sukshma sharirams, all the grass forms, the entire brahmanda antam srijati. Very sweet, isn't it? Is it clear now? This srijati, విక్షేప శక్తి సృజతి, సృజతి గచ్చతి పఠతి లిఖతి. డోంట్ రన్ వన్ మోర్ వర్బ్, సృజతి. సెనో హూ సృజతి, యార్ పడకిరార్? విక్షేప శక్తి సృజతి. విక్షేప శక్తి అలోన్ త్రోస్ అప్ అండ్ బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ యాజ్ ద హోల్ జగత్. అండ్ అంటిల్ వెన్? వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? లింగ ఆది సూక్ష్మ ఉడంబు ముదలాగ బ్రహ్మాండం ముళువదుమాగ సూక్ష్మ క్రియేట్స్ సటిల్ బాడీ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ హ్యూమన్ సటిల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ అండ్ అంటిల్ ద హోల్ కాస్మాస్ ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ ఇట్ థ్రోస్ అప్. ఇస్ క్లియర్ నౌ? దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ వెన్ ఇస్ లింగ ఆది బ్రహ్మాండ అంతం, బ్రహ్మాండ అంతం. లింగ ఆది బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఆఫ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ విచ్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఆల్ ది సూక్ష్మ శరీరమ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది స్థూలమ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్క్లూడ్ వాట్ హ్యూమన్ స్థూలం ఆల్సో. సూక్ష్మ స్థూలం ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సూక్ష్మ స్థూలస్ ది హోల్ జగత్ ఆల్సో వాట్ నౌ గెలక్సీస్ అండ్ కాన్స్టలేషన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ అదర్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ది ఎంటైర్ కాస్మాస్ ఇజన్ ఇట్ సృజతి. వన్ లైన్ హీ ఫినిషెస్ ద హోల్ జగత్ ఈస్ వాట్ నౌ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ది అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ శక్తి. ఇస్ క్లియర్ నౌ? హూస్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్? Vikshepa aspect of the Maya. Is it clear now? Vikshepa Shakti. Say that now. I'm connecting the, what I've taught you through with the verse. Vikshepa Shakti. Say now. Linga Adi. Brahmanda Antam. Brahmandam means what? The whole Jagat. Jagat. జగత్ సృజతి. ఓకే, నౌ విక్షేప శక్తి జాబ్ ఈస్ ఓవర్. విల్ డి నెక్స్ట్ నెక్స్ట్ లైన్. అండ్ ఈవెన్ దేర్ ఇట్ సేస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ హౌ డస్ ది విక్షేప శక్తి క్రియేట్ ది జగత్, హౌ డస్ ది విక్షేప శక్తి బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ అస్ ది జగత్. ఓకే, లుక్ అట్ దిస్. సృష్టిర్నామ
బ్రహ్మరూపే
సచ్చిదానందవస్తుని హీ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ హీ సేయింగ్ నౌ సృష్టిర్నామ సృష్టిర్నామ బ్రహ్మరూపే సృష్టిర్నామ బ్రహ్మరూపే సచ్చిదానందవస్తుని. సృష్టిర్నామ బ్రహ్మరూపే సచ్చిదానందవస్తుని అబ్ధౌ ఫేనాదివత్ సర్వ నామరూప ప్రసారణ అబ్ధౌ ఫేనాదివత్ సర్వ నామరూప ప్రసారణ. నౌ హి సేస్ when he said vikshepa shakti creates now throws up and itself and creates or becomes manifest as the whole jagat brahmanda antam linga adi human subtle form onwards inclusive of the human gross body all the subtle forms and all the gross forms the entire brahmandam jagat it creates it said. Now he says, you know what is creation? Srishtihi nama. He says, Srishtihi is a feminine gender word, which is called what now? Srishtihi means creation. Srishtihi nama, creation means, he says, in only, see the next word, sarva, say no?
Sarva.
Nama rupa.
Nama rupa.
Prasarana.
Prasarana.
Beautiful definition. What is srishtihi? Srishtihi nama. Srishtihi means sarva nama rupa prasarana. Sarva nama rupa prasarana. Prasaranam, prasarana means spreading out. You know that? Spreading out. Spreading out means what? Manifesting, spreading out. When they are not spread out, they are undifferentiated. When the namarupas are spread out, they are differentiated. Oh, this is, you spread it out, you can differentiate one from the other. So, na sarva nama rupa prasarana. Srishtihi is nothing but spreading out of all the namarupas. It doesn't say creation of namarupas. Isn't it spreading out of all the namarupas? Spreading out of all the namarupas is what? Manifestation of namarupas. So, if you spreading out of namarupas is srishtihi means they were already there or not. Namarupas were also already there. Therefore, spreading out of, manifesting of all the namarupas which were unmanifest, which were together, isn't it? Unspread out, isn't it? They're called srishtihi. But for the unmanifest namarupas, to become manifest, to spread out, there must be a substratum, isn't it? There must be a substratum. What is that substratum? Where are the namarupas spread out? Where are the, what is the location? Where are these namarupani spread out? Such Brahma, no? Sachidananda Vastuni. Sachidananda Vastuni. Where are they spread out? Brahma Rupe. In the substance. The substance which alone has substantiality, which is self-existent, which exists independent of the Shaktihi, which can exist independent of Shaktihi or Namarupas, that Shakti is what now? Brahma Rupa. What is Brahma Rupa? What is substance? The reality, the absolute reality, which is known, which is in the form of, which is known by the term Brahman, which is implied by the term Brahman. What is that vastu? What is that substance? He says, Sachidananda Vastuni. That vastu, look at this, vastu means that which is, that which alone is. Vastu means real reality. Maya means as though. Understand now? Vastavam mayikam. Vastavam mayikam. Unmayil iruppadu, iruppadu pol iruppadu. Understand now? Mayikam means what? That which is as though. Vastavam means that which is. Really. So, vastu means what? Substance. Substance means what? That which alone has substantiality is substance, isn't it? So, that which is substantial is what? Tangible, isn't it? That which is self-existent. And what is that such self-existent reality? Sat. Sat means what? Existence. And chit means what? Consciousness or pure knowledge. Then anandaha means, don't say happiness, limitlessness. Understand now? Anandaha should be understood as anantam. Because happiness is something which is, which becomes, it's a manifestation. Anandaha is what now? Limitlessness. when the anantam becomes manifest, there is anandaha. Anandaha should talk about only after srishti. Before srishti should talk about what? Anantam. Limitlessness. Understand now? So we say here, this Sachidananda Vastu, when I say, this Brahman, isn't it, the substance, which, what is the substance? We read earlier about the Sakshi, beginningless, endless, timeless, changeless, all pervasive, what now, motionless, actionless, self-illumining, all-illumining, isn't it? Consciousness. You know, that Brahman, Brahma Rupam. Why it is called Brahman? Because it is free from all limitations. What limitations? We know why. Because na udeti na astameti, therefore it is of the nature of timelessness. And because this na vriddhim yati na kshayam yati, because it doesn't move, doesn't change, it pervades everything, therefore it is spatially limitless. And it is, everything is pervaded by that vastu. Isn't it? All the nama rupa pervaded by what now? Chaitanyam. Therefore, it is free from all the object limitation also. Therefore, it is Brahma. That Brahma, look at this now. Just be with me. Just step by step, you'll become, everything will become clear. Any doubt comes, put aside the doubt. Just be with me, it become very clear. So, that is what? Sat Chit Ananda. That vastu, what now, is of the nature of existence, consciousness and limitlessness. Use limitlessness. Satchidananda vastu. There is a pure, there is existence. That is their existence. That is pure consciousness. That is what? Limitlessness. Which is of the nature of limitlessness. In that vastu, look at this. In that Satchidananda vastuni alone, all the Namarupas were unmanifest before. The same Satchidananda Vastuni, they are spread out. Okay? Sarva Namarupa Prasarana. I'm repeating the same thing. First is to explain without the verses. Now I'm explaining with the verses. So that you can connect the verses. Sarva Nama Rupa Prasarana. Where? Satchidananda Vastuni. Kutra Prasara Prasar Prasritaha Bhavanti. Where are they spread out? Satchidananda Vastuni. In the Vastu. Vastuni Chana Vastuvil. Vastuvil. Isn't it? In the Vastu alone. In this Vastu alone, all the Amarupas are spread out. Okay, now what is Srishtihi Nama? Srishtihi Nama, say now?
Srishtihi Nama.
Sarva.
Nama Rupa.
Prasarana. Kutra. Brahma Rupe. Say now? Satchidananda Vastuni. Sarva Nama Rupa Prasarana Yeva. Srishtihi. You don't need to know Sanskritam now. It sounds like Tamil. Isn't it? For all of you, English. I'll take myself. Isn't it? It sounds like English. Sarva Namarupa Prasarana. When you say Prasarana, English, isn't it? Yeah. It's very, what is Sanskritam? English. Sarva Namarupa Prasarana, you say spread out means what? That means before they be the Prasaranam also, before the spreading out of Namarupa. See, the author is present so beautifully. You can't make Srishti so simply, much simpler than this. Sarva Namarupa Prasarana, isn't it? Manifestation of all the Namarupas. The location, Brahmani. Brahma Rupe, Satchidananda Vastuni. So, where were they before then? Same Brahman only. What was the name then? Maya. What form it was? Vikshepa. Vikshepa throws out and all the Namarupas are formed. Where? In the Brahman. Now he says, look at this. He gives a beautiful example. How all the Namarupa Prasaranam, how the spreading out of all the names and forms you know, in Brahman, Sachidananda Vastu, how does it happen? You know, he says here, how is manifestation of the Namarupas? Abdhau Penadivat. Say now, Abdhau Penadivat. Today you learn a better, one more word. Samudraha, you know. Sagaraha, you know. Ocean. One more new word. Abdihi. Say now.
Abdihi.
Abdihi. Is it clear now? Abdihi means what now?
Ocean.
Up means water. That which ab dharati iti abdihi. Understand now? Abdihi. Namasun Tamula. Jaladharin. Yavarka. Irama where than Rukada, but Jaladhari. Okay. Abdihi means what now? Ocean. Abdihi. Okay. Abdihi. Abdau. In the ocean. Okay. In the ocean, what is there? There are two things. What are they? There's a prasaranam of Namarupa's waves plus what? Where? In the water. Water is the vastu, and in the vastu, vastuni, water vastuni, in the vastu called water, all the Namarupas are spread out. And how many now? He says, Pena Adi. Penaha means what now? Penaha means foam. Foam, surf, you know, a small little bubble, also called pena. Penaha means surf. Penaha means the foam. Penaha means small little bubbles. Is it clear now? Small bubbles. So, pena adi vate. Not only the bubbles, small little bubbles, not only the foam, not only the surf and the small drops and waves and then ripples, so many forms appear. So many forms, what now? Become manifest. All the many forms, just as so many forms such as waves and drops and ripples and, you know, isn't it? Other small, tiny little pebbles. Water bubbles, small bubbles, and so many things come out, spread out on the water, vastu called water. Similarly, in Sachidananda Vastu Brahman, all the Namarupas become spread out. This is what Srishtihi. Okay, he says now, Srishtihi Nama, Sarva Namarupa Prasarana, Brahma Rupe Sachidananda Vastuni. Katham Abdau Penadi Vat. Similar to. Vat means what? Similar to. Like, just as the Pena Adi. Small bubbles, etc. So many forms become spread out on the surface of the substratum called water. Similarly, in Brahman, the Sachidananda Vastu, the existence, consciousness, limitless reality, limitlessness, in that Vastu, all the unmanifest Namarupas, the Vikshepa Shakti of the Maya spreads out what? All the Namarupas. Is it clear now? So this verse tells what is Srishtihi. So first he talked about what now? There is Maya. Maya has two powers. Vikshepa Shakti alone creates the whole Jagat, including what? Right up to the human mind. Human Sukshma, human mind. Is it clear now? Then how does Vikshepa Shakti create? Isn't it? That is said in the next verse. There is no really creation. There is no creation. There is only manifestation. That means what? All the Namarupas which were there in an unmanifest form, they become manifest, and for which the substratum, the substance is the same Brahman, which is Sachidananda Vastu. Is it clear? Okay, we'll go to the next verse now. I tell you one secret. Look at this. When you say in India, zero, zero, we always called Pujyam. In Sanskrit language, zero is called Pujyam. For other whole Jagat, zero is nothingness. For us, it is unmanifest. Okay? Zero, there is no countability. Isn't it? In one zero, all the numbers are unmanifest. Unmanifest numbers is equal to zero. Numbers become manifest. What is the numbers are what? Zero undergo, zero becomes manifest, all the numbers. All the numbers is become what? Non-manifest is what? Zero. That is why we call it Pujyam. Now, Pujyam means what? Adorable, worshipable, vanangatakkadu. The Pujyam. Zero. Because the meaning. Is it clear now? Why? Because, for example, if you take sphere, you know, the sphere, urunda, isn't it? The sphere. In that, this is a geometric, is a metrical form. Sphere itself is a geometrical form, isn't it? Here, one geometrical form, all the geometrical forms are unmanifest. Any geometrical form you want, square, rectangle, triangle, all the forms. This one sphere can be, isn't it? From this, all of the geometrical forms can be shaped. You can shape any geometrical form you want from this sphere. So spherical, isn't it? Form stands for all the forms. When you write zero, how do you write? Isn't it? Zero, when you say, you say nothing is there. When you say zero, what do you say? Nothingness. Zero stands for nothingness. But we say no, unmanifest numbers. Unmanifest numbers. So all the numbers you count, all the numbers you count, how can you say all the numbers come from nothingness? From, that is, everything in one is zero. Okay, one in many things is number. Okay, one in many things is what? Numbers. All the numbers in one thing is what? Zero. Can you say nothing, nothingness? No. This is a difference between Buddhism and Advaita Vedanta. Understand now? You have to understand. When you walk into the room, you all walk into the room, and I'm asking all of you, how many things are here? You count all the things here. All the opaque objects you count. And you can say, you'll say, there are so many things. And you also include, okay, I say, count both living and non-living things. And I say, not only in mobile, count all the living, mobile, immobile things also. Non-living, living things. Of the living things, count the mobile also. Whatever is visible for you. When you say mobile also, you'll count all of us. All the mobile beings, okay? There's a small jagat here. And the jagat is of what now? Many, many, what now? Living, non-living things. And you count all the non-living things first. Then you count the living things. Okay, you count plants, etc. You count. Then you count the mobile beings and you count all of us. And have you counted everything? Yes, yes, it. Then I say, take all the objects outside, to put them outside. And then let us all go out. Now I ask one person to go in and to see what is there now in the room. You'll come back and say nothing. What will you say? What will you say? Nothing. You missed one thing. What's one thing? Light. What is that? Light. You never counted light. minus light, no opaque object has any existence. Isn't it? You missed out one thing. You missed out one thing, that is light. Is it clear now? Minus light, can you see the opaque objects here? No. Can you see in our bodies also? No. All of us are here, light is here, isn't it? When all of us go out, what is the one thing which doesn't go out? You can say space also. In this space alone, all the namarupas are spread out. All the objects are spread out. All the things are taken out. What is one unmoving thing? The space also moves. What will happen? My God. And we had to bring space from India when I come here. Isn't it? And you, when you come also, you have to travel, wherever you go, you have to pack space also. Isn't it? So what I'm saying here, one thing that doesn't go out is what? Minus light, opaque objects are all what? All countable numbers become what? Meaningless. Isn't it? You miss out. That doesn't go, doesn't come. One thing which doesn't go and doesn't come is what? Here, with reference to opaque objects and light, light. Is it clear now? So, this is what Buddhists say what now? Nothing is there. What do we say? To say nothing is there, something must be there. How do you, there must be light now, isn't it? Okay. What I want to understand, this is a very important thing. So all the namarupas are unmanifest, shaktihi maya. All the namarupas become manifest, jagat. But for the namarupa prasaranam, for the namarupa to be unmanifest, there's an underlying reality substratum, which is Satchidananda Vastu Brahma. Understand now? And so he says, Abdau Penadivat, Kadalil Nurai Pola, Kadalil Nurai Pola, Kadalil Siru Nirkumujhal Pola. Okay, just as so many water bubbles and the other waves, etc., become spread out on the surface substratum of H2O in the ocean. Similarly, we have to understand the whole jagat is what? Namarupa spread out in Satchidananda Brahma Vastu. That is what is Srishtihi. This spreading out is taken care of by Vikshepa Shaktihi of Maya. Now, we'll go to the next verse. Once the Srishti job, Vikshepa Shakti's work becomes complete, then thereafter begins, other power begins. Avarna Shakti starts operating only after Vikshepa Shakti's job is over. Till then, Avarna Shakti remains quiet. Understand now? Then what does the Avarna Shakti do now? Avarna Shakti, see, this Vikshepa Shakti operates at the, what now? The cosmic level, at the individual level also. Okay, now that we'll see later on. Now, I told you earlier, this Vikshepa Shakti alone, isn't it? So what is Srishti? And the Avarna Shakti operates only at the individual level. It does not operate at the cosmic level. Then Ishvara also would have become ignorant then. Thank God, isn't it? Therefore, it doesn't operate at the cosmic level, universal, the total level, isn't it? Macrocosmic level, but operates at the microcosmic level, individual level. So what does the Avarna Shakti do after the Srishti has come? Look at this. Avarna Shakti does things. Look at this. Antardrig Drishayor Bhedam.
Antardrig Drishayor Bhedam.
See, function, the 13th verse says, Maya has two powers. And Vikshepa Shakti is responsible for the manifestation of unmanifest namarupas. And so the 14th verse explains what is Srishtihi. The third, then the function of Vikshepa Shakti is function of Vikshepa Shakti as the creation, isn't it? Manifestation, bringing the unmanifest Namarupas into manifestation is said in the 14th verse. 15th verse talks about the function of Avarana Shakti. Function of Avarana Shakti. What does the Avarana Shakti do? That is said in the 15th verse. Look at this. Antar Dridrishyayor Bhedam
Bahischa
Brahma Sargayoho
Antar Dridrishyayor Bhedam Bahischa Brahma Sargayoho
Avrunoti
Aparashaktihi
Sa Samsarasya Karanam. Okay, he says Samsarasya Karanam. Abba, I need not translate. All of you know this much Sanskritam. Samsarasya Karanam. Shivasya Patni. Like that what now? Samsarasya Karanam. Sa. Not me. Okay? Not aham. Sa. Sa means what? That person. That she, okay? Why she? Shakti, that's why. Sa shaktihi samsarasya karanam. That power is the cause of samsara. What? Okay? Why there is life transmigration? Sa shaktihi samsarasya karanam. What is that shaktihi? Apara shaktihi, other power which is there as part and parcel of Maya. What is the other power? He has already mentioned, there are only two powers he mentioned. One power is already mentioned as Vikshepa Shaktihi. What else is there other than Vikshepa? Avritihi. Therefore, Avriti Shaktihi or Avarana Shaktihi is the other power. Who is responsible for, who is the cause of samsara? Aparashaktihi samsarasya karanam. Say now, aparashaktihi samsarasya karanam. Apara means what? Other power. Other power means what? Avarana shaktihi is samsarasya karanam. Now he says, that avarana shaktihi is there. When does it start operating? After the Vikshepa Shakti's work is over, job is over, Avarana Shakti starts operating. But Vikshepa Shakti operates at two levels, isn't it? Two, cosmic level, individual level. But Avarana Shakti operates only at the individual level. But it does what now? Avrunoti. What does it do? Avrunoti. Avrutihi avrunoti. Power of veiling veils. Power of covering covers. Avrunoti means covers. I told you, vrunoti means chooses. Avrunoti means covers. Isn't it? Avrunoti. It covers. Kim who? Sa shaktihi avrunoti. Avarana shaktihi avrunoti. Marekkum shakti marekkirathu. Avladhaan. Understand, the power of veiling, covering, covers. Isn't it? That covering of what is called ignorance. What is ignorance now? Covering of what is ignorance. So, Avarana Shakti is what? What does it do? It covers. Isn't it? What does it cover? What is, so covering of what is ignorance. Discovering of what is knowledge. You know that now. What does this covering Shakti, this power of concealing, the power of veiling, the power of covering, isn't it? It covers. Avranoti covers. It does the function of covering, isn't it? What does it cover? He says, it covers so many things, this doesn't matter. It covers many subtle facts. But main thing what it covers is, look at this. It covers inside, it covers outside also. It, there is a covering done by this Avarana Shakti inside as well as outside. There is a externally also it covers, internally also it covers. Okay? You mean what? There is ignorance of, isn't it? Ignorance of something inside. Ignorance of what is outside. Ignorance of what is inside. There is ignorance of what is outside. Discard what? Covering at two levels. Internally as well as externally. But it covers whom? Only the individual. Isn't it? That means individual has twofold ignorance. Isn't it? Ignorance as well, but now twofold. One ignorance only is of twofold. It reflects, isn't it? He says, what is the first, what is internally, what is the covering done internally? He says, antaha. Antaha means what? Inside the physical body. Look at this. Inside the physical body also. Antaha means what? Inside. But you have to ask inside of what? That is not said here. You have to understand inside the physical body, isn't it? Inside the physical body, it covers. Avarana Shakti covers. It covers what? It covers the Bhedaha. It covers the Bhedaha means what? Distinction or discrimination, discernment. It covers the discerning. It covers the discrimination. It covers the distinction. It covers the difference. Bhedaha means distinction, discrimination, as in now, discernment, isn't it? It covers the distinction. It covers the difference. It covers which difference? It covers the difference between drik and drishyam. What is inside drik and drishyam? Drik is the sakshi, illuminator, Mahadevaha, and Drishyam is mind. Isn't it? Now, inside, there are two things. One is Drik, another is Drishyam. Who is the Drik inside? Isn't it? Who is the seer? Who is the illuminator there? Sakshi. Who is Sakshi? Sakshi is Mahadevaha. All illumining consciousness is Mahadevaha Sakshi. Who is there as the witness of all the minds, witness of every mind is Sakshi. Who is that? Consciousness is not the Sakshi, but the Sakshi is consciousness. If a Sakshi is the Drik, Manadai Arihindra Unnunnunarvam, Manamum Iruveru Porutkal. Is it clear now? Chaitya consciousness, the Sakshi, and mind, does it go above the head? Hope it doesn't. And then mind is what? The Drishyam. Mind is the known, Mind is the seen, mind is the illumined, mind is the observed, mind is the, isn't it? Mind is what? Drishyam, object of knowledge. Mind is object of knowledge. Don't give, listen, mind is the observed, mind is the illumined, mind is the known, mind is the seen. Whereas Drik is Sakshi, isn't it? Sakshi, Chaitanyam is the Drik. What happens? There is the Deva Deva and Mahadeva, okay? These two illuminators are there. One illuminator is illumined, another illuminator is the illuminator of the illumined, isn't it? But what happens here? Drit drishyayoho bedam avrunoti. Everything is fine. After everything becomes manifest, because of this avarna shaktihi alone, we do not know what is drik, what is drishyam. We do not know. Because we do not know what drik is, we do not know what drishyam is, so what do now? We mistake the sakshi, understand now, drik for drishyam, drishyam for drik. Is it clear now? That is why, what do we say, how do we say, how do you know that we mistake or not? We do not know. Okay, we do not know what drik is, we do not know what drishyam is. We do not know the discriminatively what drishyam is, what drik is. Therefore, we happily take, blissfully take the mind drishyam for the drik, drik for the drishyam also. Is it clear now? That is why we are able to say what? I am, isn't it? I am unhappy, I am small, I am that, I am this, all these things, all the problems, no, are possible because of this drik drishyayor bhedaha is not known. And I say, now, so who covers this difference? There is drik, there is drishyam, but the difference is covered. Drik drishyayoho bhedam avrunoti. What does it cover? Drik drishyayoho bhedam avrunoti. Kutra antaha, inside the body. Is it clear now? So this signals there is no distinction between drik and drishyam. Because you mistake the drishyam mind for the drik, isn't it? What do you say now? And the mind being associated with the physical body, you also say what now? You identify with the physical body also later on. If the identity is not with the mind, then you will not associate with the body also. Now associate with the body also. Then there is confusion, isn't it? Identity is only with the body, mind, sense complex. That is caused by what? Your identity is not widest identity, very limited identity, abhimanaha. Isn't it worth now? Only with the body, mind, sense complex there is abhimana identity. That is because of your lack of discriminative knowledge of what is drik and what is drishyam, what is mind and what is the illumined mind and the illuminator consciousness. That discrimination is not there. But why it is not there? Why? Who is responsible? Avarna shaktihi. This avarna shaktihi avrunoti. Isn't it beautiful? Avarna shaktihi kim karoti? Avarna shaktihi avrunoti. covering power covers. Very simple language. It covers what? It covers the bhedaha, difference. Difference between what? It covers, it doesn't, avarna shakti cannot cover atma. Understand? It covers the difference between atma and anatma. Atma, anatma, vivekam. Viveka jnanam it avarnoti. Understand now? It covers the difference between atma and anatma. Is it clear now? It does it where? At internal level. It has another job also. What does it do outside? Look at this. Antaha, say now. Drik. Drishyayoho. Bhedam. Avrunoti. Then, outside what does it do? Bahihi, say now. Brahma. Sargayoho. Bhedam. Avrunoti. Outside also same avarna shakti covers, one more thing, covers the difference. What difference it covers outside? Outside covers the difference between the substance, substratum, Brahman, Chaitanyam and the Namarupa. Are you able to discriminatively see what is Namarupa, what is Brahman? No. Isn't it? Outside also, we do not see what is creation. You have to remember this thing. Substance, the cause plus Namarupa is equal to cause plus manifest Namarupa. That's a manifest, okay? Cause plus manifest Namarupa is Sri Krishna Jagat. Jagat, isn't it? Therefore, what is Jagat now? Jagat, now we have to answer Sargaha. Say now.
Sargaha.
See, Sargaha means creation. Srishtihi is a feminine gender word. Sargaha means masculine gender word. Sargaha, creation. Srishtihi is quite popular everywhere. Sargaha is not that popular. Isn't it? Sargaha Srishtihi. Maybe in northern languages it's quite popular because Sargaha, masculine gender word, Srishtihi, feminine gender word. Both words mean what? Creation only. So Brahma, what is Brahma? Satchidananda Vastu. You know that copy, no, existence, consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. That is Satchidananda Vastu, Brahman. And what is Sargaha? Sargaha is what? The Namarupa. So what is now, what is brought into existence newly now? Unmanifest has become manifest. So Namarupa. Manifest Namarupa. We do not see, okay, this avarna shakti outside the physical body, it covers the difference between the substratum, Brahman, Chaitanyam and the manifest Namarupa. Is it clear now? We do not see. So what do we do now when we do not see the Bhedaha? It does not cover Brahman. It does not cover, understand? It covers the difference between Brahman and Namarupa. So what do we do now? We mistake the Namarupa, which are not at all tangible, which are not at all substantial, for the substantial Brahman. Mistake the myth for satyam. Look at this. We mistake the mithya namarupani for satyam Brahma. We think satyam Brahman is, satyam is, this whole jagat is real. It is not unreal. It is not tucham. Idu illave illadu alla. Unmail irupadu malla. Irupadu pol irupadu. Isn't it? It is not absolutely real. It is not tucham, not non-existent like rabbit's horn. But what is it now? It is mithya. But we do not know the difference. Namarupa, we do not know. We mistake this Namarupam Jagat for satyam. absolutely real. What is empirically real is mistaken for absolutely real. And we don't know what is absolutely real. And we missed absolutely real is this Jagat for us. Why? Because there is a Bedaha is hidden. Bedaha is covered. Who does the job, function of covering? Avarna Shaktihi. Understand? That is why we seek Devi's grace. Oh Devi, please don't cover. Saraswati, you know that. Don't cover because sitting nicely covering. You know that. You have to scrape it and take it away. So, this Shaktihi covers. Avarna Shaktihi covers. Understand this ignorance of what the self is, what the non-self is. Isn't it? What about now? It means what? It's the difference between Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha. Isn't it? The Bedaha is covered. Brahma, Sarga, Bedaha is covered. So this Avarna Shaktihi, externally it covers the Brahman, difference between Brahman and Namarupa. Inside covers the difference between Atma and mind. Drik and mind. Sakshi and mind. Better have that way. Sakshi and mind. Antaha drik drishayoho bedam avranoti. Bahihi brahma sargayoho bedam avranoti. Doesn't it sound like very well known English language? This is therefore what now? Outside also I don't see things correctly. Inside also I don't see things correctly. And all the problems, whole transaction is within the what now? This is how we begin our samsara. Okay? How you are inside also there is no correct right person understanding. Outside also there can't be right understanding. You know, very pitiable people we are. Isn't that? So who's responsible here? Avarana Shaktihi. Abba, he finished that. No, time, I think I have to give a break. You have better have a break and come back. Because now I think next class I'll do. I have to do Upanishad class. Is it clear now? Two levels are remembered very well. Avarana Shaktihi Avrunoti. Say now. Avarana Shaktihi Kim Avrunoti. Say now. Avarana Shaktihi Kim Avrunoti. Avarana Shaktihi Bhedam Avrunoti. Say now. Avarana Shaktihi Antaha Drik Drishya Bhedam Avrunoti Bahihi Brahma Nama Rupa Bhedam Avrunoti Ataha sa avarna shaktihi samsarasya karanam. Enough. Okay, go for tea now.
Outside.
Ippudha I am going to teach Sanskritam now. But no other go now. What to do? How to do Sanskritam now?
Antar bahischa saru. Antar bahischa narayana.
Antar bahischayat sarvam vyapyanara yanasthita ullum veliyum ellum vyapithirikkirar shalom. Antar
bahischayat
sarvam. Nice, isn't it?
Yes.
That is why we had to understand the problems in two levels now. Okay, we'll see next class.